This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Wednesday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And right out of the gate, we got to remind everybody a programming note. We are not, Newsmakers at Noon is not broadcasting tomorrow because we got big doings going on in town.
We got big doings. We got a whole lineup of weekend locations we are going to be. And of course, that be starting tomorrow at 11:30, Warren and I will be out at the Consumer Cellular Grant opening by Target. And we could probably hold off the announcement of the other two live on locations weekend because one of those guys is here with us now.
He's here with us, Bob Barker, DFS Promotions Fireworks. Great to have you. Once a year, we get to see your smiling face in studio.
Well, it's great to be here.
Well, we love having you. So, yeah, Hunter's right. Two times.
Yep, yep.
Going to be live broadcasting.
Yes.
Tell us where the stores are and tell us which ones are going to have KYKN's smiling, shiny faces.
We're so excited. And actually, this Friday from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, we're going to be doing the big party. It's celebrating the 250-year birthday of America. Woo-hoo! It's going to be exciting. Yay! And yes, you guys are going to be broadcasting live. We're going to have the show we do at 9 o'clock. But of course, we're going to give away over $500 worth of fireworks. We're going to do the 30-second shopping spree where somebody just gets to run and get as much as they can out of there. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful time. Lots of drawings. We'd love to see everybody. Two locations. One's on Friday. And that's going to be across the street from the Costco. It's at Morningstar Church. That's our biggest tent in town.
Right.
It is the largest tent in the city of Salem, by the way.
Wow.
And it's there on that property. The other one is going to be over at the old Costco, where now they have Harbor Freight there. And that one's going to be on Saturday. And it's at the same time, 6:30 to 9. But the live broadcast will happen earlier. But it's going to be great.
Yeah, Warren's going to be out, I believe... 6 to 8 will be our live broadcast on Friday night. It will actually be during the Mariner game, so you Mariner fans will be able to listen to Warren. And then on Saturday morning, he'll be out there 10 a.m. to noon by where the old Costco location, right down there, kind of touting all the goodies that you'll expect to see on Saturday night.
Yeah, now that actual address is 1010 Hawthorne. Mm-hmm. It's there on the corner of Hawthorne and Market. Mm-hmm. We do have two new tents this year, though.
Oh, where are those?
Yeah, two brand new locations.
Growing.
Yeah, we are. So we're at the Bag of Crab. The Bag of Crab there, kind of catty corner from Pietro's Pizza, I say. But anyway, right off the freeway. And we're also at the Mosaic Church. So the Mosaic Church is on the west side. It's our first location. So if you're out on the west side, there's nowhere really over there to get the fireworks. It's at 1675 Wallace Road. Mosaic Church, Assembly of God. So we're right there. You can't miss us.
Okay. Well, you leave all those addresses with me, Bob, for people who are driving and aren't getting that. And we'll put that in show notes so people can find that.
Thank you so much.
I think there's a laundry list because you guys are still up off of Portland Road.
That is correct.
And your Woodburn location, is that still happening?
Yes, it's still there.
Uh-huh.
And then we still have we're at Trader Joe's. That's another new location. So it's a Trader Joe's on the commercial. Mm-hmm. So 4450 commercial at Trader Joe's. Now there's a TNT tent in the same parking lot. Now I've never done that before, but we beat their price by half. So I don't think it's going to be a competition.
It's on, man.
It's on now. Yeah. We're better fireworks, cheaper, huge selection. I mean, you can just see the difference immediately.
Well, every year you've had really, really cool stuff, and I don't, this year is not going to be any different. So remind people of some of the things that you do have to offer.
Of course, we have some great fireworks every year. Our number one seller, if you want an end-of-the-year item, of course, most people know it's our Gator. Gator is amazing. It presses the total limit of the law allows. It's great. The White House, they've cleared it. It's great. The White House is always fun, but I don't know if we want to burn it up this year. But anyway, but the point is that, and earlier, somebody had a good suggestion though. No, anyway, we'll But we're also excited about the little things, lots of little, all the normals, the whistling. We have this year we have remember we had the swords, David swords. Well, this year we have a lightsaber that you can get. That's really cool
too. What
does
that do? Can you explain that?
Well, it's kind of like a large barkler pretty much. And it flames out the end of it, but it, lights up. So it's cool.
See, that's my speed. That's what I like. I don't like the really loud ones, the M80s. And
Denise is a snake and sparkler.
There you go.
Kind of am. All right. I'll admit it. Yes, I am.
Especially at our largest tent in Salem, that's across street from the Costco, across there at the church. That one there, they can give you excellent guidance. They know which ones are quiet. We have big ones that are actually quiet, if you would prefer that. But they're still really cool shows. And they go 3 minutes, but they're quiet. And they know the difference between loud, quiet, ones that shoot high, ones that stay lower, ones for kids. And all of our tents are very well trained. But if you want the largest selection in the city of Salem, you would go to the one at the church there.
So how high legally can you go in Oregon?
You know what? I don't know the exact height personally. Okay. And I want to be careful. So I'm going to stuff. But it's like 15 feet.
Okay.
That don't sound that impressive. That wasn't.
I was just going to say that.
It looks a lot more than it is. Okay. It's pretty amazing. The width of it. It's just incredible what they do. What we do with them is amazing. It is cool.
I just picture, in my head, somebody showing up with a yardstick and trying to measure up.
Oh, my God. And a clipboard and a bow tie.
Honestly, that's how you get them approved almost. Mm-hmm. We go to a state place. They set them down. They have ladders there at a certain height. They light them and see how high they go. Seriously.
Not to be joking about it. I mean, everything is pretty dry. And so you want to be careful.
Dry.
You want to be responsible with all of this. Don't let, little Jimmy, the 3-year-old, be lighting anything off.
No.
Little Jimmy can sit on the blanket and watch dad do it.
Be careful. Do it right. Use the punks. Be careful what you let them do. Follow the instructions. But it is going to rain. We will be open during the rain. Mm-hmm. We know weather changes, and I could be wrong, but it says it's going to rain tomorrow, maybe the next day, the next couple of days. Yep. But we will be open.
Well, I am appreciative for Mother Nature to bring this rain before 4th of July. Yeah,
absolutely. Very nice.
And for me, it's always been a mentality of, it's all about taking care of things and being a good steward of lighting your fireworks off.
Yes, that's for sure.
Having a bucket of water, have a hose nearby.
There you go.
Do those things. I mean, I've done it myself a few times where I've had to, go into a bush to put out a little fire that's happened.
And we've all known people who've, they'll put an eye out. I actually knew somebody who did that back in the 80s, so be careful.
We should definitely be careful, and that way you can have fun. So
mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I've got all the locations. I don't know if you want to do that now or later again. I kind of ran through them, but...
You want to just run?
No. You just get them to me and I'll make sure that they're up on the website.
Okay.
We also have a community event calendar, which is right on our homepage.
Okay.
And I'll add all of that to that so that everybody can just click out to kycan.com and look at our events calendar.
Because what are you at, 8 locations now?
Yeah.
We're 7 actually.
7. Yep. 7 locations.
Also, I can't write that fast.
Oh, it is 8. I apologize. Yeah. Because of the woodland. It is.
The Woodburn one.
Yep.
So 8 locations including Woodburn.
Yes.
Yep. So 7 around the Salem area. So they're kind of like Domino's Pizza. You can find one right there in every neighborhood.
Yes, you can. And now on the west side, that's a beautiful location over there at the Mosaic Church.
Very, very cool. So real quick, Bob, before we let you go, how long have you guys been doing this?
In actuality, the gentleman, Eddie, who owns the company, he's been doing it for close to 40 years, I believe.
Wow.
And maybe 35. And we've put a lot, thousands of kids to camp, sent money to missions. Me and my wife, from a lot of our work 2 years ago, my wife's a nurse. We went to Africa. We actually gave shots for immunization, those kind of things, to kids in Africa, over 2,000 of them. And it was awesome. So, we've been doing it a long time through him. I personally have been about 20 years, and we've been in the Salem area for about 10. So it's really been something we've been doing a while. And we've done a lot of good for churches, youth groups, kids going to camp, and mission trips.
Well, like you said, this is the biggest selection, the lowest prices,
by far,
and it's all going to good quality things that that are supporting the community and the world.
Yes.
Yes, which adds an extra layer of why you want to support the efforts like this. So again, you've got 8 locations. DFS, do you have a website? Where are you home based out of for people to click on there if they want to go look?
Yes, we do. If you type in even DFS Fireworks Salem.
Yeah.
We have our own Facebook, and that's the best one to go to. It has all, I mean, we have really cool stuff there. You'll see a lot of the fireworks. You meet a lot of the people. There is a State of Oregon for all of the locations for DFS, and it's under Discount Fireworks Superstore. .com, I believe.
Okay.
But the local Facebook or Instagram is amazing. I would get on there, be a friend. We send you the new stuff, show you everything. Pretty exciting stuff.
I'm guessing that after Friday and Saturday night, we'll see some pictures on those social media sites.
Absolutely. We're all over it already. You can't miss us if you check DFS Fireworks. And it's going to be epic. You want to check Epic and check it out.
Epic is good. We love Epic, especially for America. 250, man.
Hey, man, that's right. 250-year right, birthday Barker. Party.
Bob Barker, any last words before we let you go? I know you're a busy guy.
Well, obviously, I always like to make sure you get your pets spayed and neutered. I mean, that's important, right? And
I think for this one, it's more along the lines of make sure they're somewhere comfortable and they don't escape and
I agree.
Run on 4th of July, because I've seen that happens quite
well. Yeah. We are understanding the pets have trouble, definitely. Yeah. Nowadays, you can get things, earmuffs for their ears, and even have some people have them sleep or whatever. But watch out for the pets.
All right. Always a pleasure, Bob.
Yep. Thank you very much. I always love my time with you guys.
All righty. Thanks for coming in. All right. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denison Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem.
Alrighty, so today's kind of a big day. 4 years ago on this day, the Dobbs decision came down, which basically took Roe v. Wade and said, nah, we're not doing that. That's bad. We're not doing it anymore.
It's hard to remember that it came down on this day 4 years ago because the leaks came out months earlier.
Remember?
And I sit here and go, that is the one place where there should never be a leak, but yet there was. And of course, that's kind of just been forgotten all about.
I know. So much has been forgotten. And I don't know that it, I'm sure they know. I mean, I have my hunches on who was, it was maybe a clerk for one or two or three. Well, I don't know if one of them was even on the court yet. I don't remember. Right. It's all the blur now. But so that was good. But it's interesting because now what you're seeing is an uptick in the abortifacients being sent, of course, across state lines. You've got states that have very strict rules on abortion. Idaho, for example. You've got a lot of people going over things being mailed, and they're really not supposed to be mailed interstate. So there's all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. It's just kind of different. Sort of the playing field and the tactics kind of have changed from back when we still had Roe v. Wade in place.
Well, and that's the thing is the uproar that we've gotten to see out of this decision, when the reality is this wasn't a decision that made abortions illegal. It is a decision that put it back to the state level where it should have been from the get-go.
Right, exactly. I mean, the whole thing, when you look back through the history of Roe v. Wade and how, and even Norma McCorvey, who was Jane Roe in this whole thing, I think later came out and said she was sorry about it, and then she kind of changed her mind again, so I don't know. I don't believe she ever ended up having an abortion, to my knowledge, but just a lot of the history and a lot of really the gaslighting and frankly the lying that has gone on for so many of these things that are presented to the public as one way, and if you're not really doing a lot of a deep dive, you've got narratives that are pretty disingenuous.
Well, and I fully expect over the next few months here in Oregon, it's going to become a front of the you know, debate issue, simply because
it's always an issue for the left.
Oh, well, and that's the thing is, you know, Tina Kotek, as she ramps up, and you're already starting to see some of it of fighting against Trump. I don't think she even recognizes she's going to be running against Christine Drazen yet at this point.
Does she know who her opponent is?
That's right. That's the question. But I fully suspect that side is going to be along the lines of, you have to vote for Tina because if you don't, abortions are going to become illegal, which is the farthest thing from the truth in the state of Oregon.
Exactly. It's just ridiculous. And then, of course, I'm seeing a lot of people because this governor, again, who's decided that she just speaks for all Oregonians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon isn't participating in the America 250 stuff. Again, going back to the algae stuff, they've now had to put chain link fence around it all because, I'm sorry, but the Democrats and the left just cannot behave themselves. They're just absolute shrieky toddlers.
Well, and that'll come to so many things as we're progressing and we're looking back on things that have occurred over the years. And it's just the amount of juvenile mentality. I sit here and go, and it trickles down. You're starting to see these videos of people getting busted messing with it. And then they go into straight immature child mode of, well, I'm just a poor person who's trying to, I don't mean to mess with the ice, and I don't mean to mess with the National Guard, and I don't mean to mess with the pool. It was all an accident, and I'm just, don't hold me accountable. And I'm going, grow up. You choose your actions, and you get to be held accountable for your actions.
But the thing is they have been trained that there are no consequences to their actions.
Therein
lies the problem.
We have spent the last, 5, 6, 7 years telling these people that you do whatever you want and somebody else is going to bail you out and you're not going to be held responsible.
Yeah. You do you, boo. What's your truth? That's all that matters. I actually saw a video of this guy interviewing a couple who looked like they were in their 70s who have the same mentality. And he actually got them to admit that, oh, it's a good thing that cleaning up the pond, cleaning up everything. Oh, yeah, every year there's an algae bloom. But he couldn't get past the fact that it's Trump, and Trump is arrogant, and Trump is doing it, and it's a vanity project. I mean, these people are just ridiculous. They don't think at all. It's crazy. And I'm like, you're somebody's grandfather. You should be... Just dig a little deeper, dude. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's like everything else. It's become the mocking. And I actually saw a clip yesterday where someone said, here's video of people contaminating the pool. And it was the video of at the end of Forrest Gump, where he runs through the crowd and into waiting pool. And
to meet Jenna.
To meet Jenna across the way. That's all you can do at this point is mock these people. But you hope that the authorities hold them accountable.
Well, and I haven't seen any, maybe we will. I mean, it's really literally the old, this is why we can't have nice things. I mean, these people are out to destroy everything. If they don't get their way, they have a temper tantrum. And, you know, normally a temper tantrum with a 2-year-old is pretty harmless. It's annoying, but these people are grown adults. And you're seeing that sort of played out. I wasn't going to bring this up, but I am. New York City, the election results last night. Democrats, I swear I love you. I've got many in my family. You got to know what you're voting. If you're voting Democrat, you are supporting Marxists. 3 of them are now in New York. The mask is off. There is no excuse not to know what you were voting for.
Yeah. In this, the day and age of all the information you could ever want at a click and a fingertip on a phone, on a computer screen, on a tablet, to claim any kind of ignorance and continue to vote the way you are, I'm sitting there going, yeah, that to... You know, there's a video circulating of a woman who literally took a full trash can on the street of New York, dumped it out, and then went and got on the bus with the trash can because it was painted Knicks colors to celebrate their NBA championship.
And she was so pleased with herself. Like, she didn't see literally, I just can't even fathom a functioning brain thinking that is okay.
Well, you can.
A civilized brain.
You can guarantee she voted for these socialists. She just dumped trash on the street expecting someone else is going to come along and pick it up for me. And then, but of course, that video went viral and her work managed to fire her and sit there and go, this isn't what we, of course, she was like in a DEI position with a bank.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah. It was a DEI.
Morgan, yeah.
She was like a DEI.
Making some bank, too.
Yeah. DEI administrator. I'm sitting there going, well, that job should have been eliminated a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. The narrative that I think it's getting a little bit less. People are realizing, oh, it's just New York City. Oh, it's just L.A. If it can happen in the world's financial center of everything, where not but 25 years ago we were attacked with Al-Qaeda flying planes into our buildings, and 25 years later we have people who are, I don't know if they were born here or not, but they're Marxists. I mean, they're flat out, they're DSA, Democrat Socialists of America. All the rhetoric I hear from them is they're not real fond of the country, and why do we want them in positions to make laws for the rest of us? This is insane. And you're not supposed to be able to talk about it because you're going to be called a name? To hell with that.
Well, I sit here and let's take it out of New York. Let's move it over to LA and California, which California is what, like the 6th largest economy in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And they're headed so fast down that path that massive businesses are leaving their hand over fist. And I go, you allow socialism to take over Los Angeles and California, and, you know, what is going to do the national revenue stream and, you know, let alone the state revenue stream, when all of a sudden people are packing their bags because it's expensive to move, but it's worthwhile when you're looking at your business being, you know, virtually taxed out of existence.
Right. And all this money going towards schools and you get absolute garbage education. I mean, Johnny can't read literally. And then, of course, all the money being thrown at the homeless industrial complex. And that's not getting any better. That's getting worse in all of the West Coast states and in New Jersey and New York and Illinois and everywhere you've got Democrat, Republican, progressive, communist, pick your poison, in charge.
Well, we're dealing with it right here in old sleepy little Kaiser, where virtually every day we are showing up to work with signs out in the parking lot that homeless people have been camping out here, mm-hmm. whether it's trash, whether it's garbage, whether it's needles, whether it's whatever. Jeez. We are seeing this on a daily basis. And yeah. I'm going, this isn't the way it's supposed to be, especially in a town like Kaiser and Salem.
Yeah, and the same thing. And there have been a lot of people trying to speak up about it and talk about real world experiences on the ground, especially in the downtown area. And they need to be listened to. Mm-hmm. Far too long, it's been a one-sided conversation. And, you know, there are people, especially there are young women out there who are trying to have businesses and earn a living, and they're fearful and they have a lot of stress. Where are the advocates for them? I'm seeing a bit of a tide shift on that, and I'm very glad to see that. But this has got to, we don't have to tolerate this. We do not have to live like this.
Well, and I sit here and I go, I was talking to a woman about a week ago or so about, and she told me kind of her experience. She was at a local store, and as she was leaving, there was a obvious homeless, mentally ill person nearby who walked up and extended the arm. And luckily for her, the security guard interceded and stopped him. He was planning on stabbing her as she midday walking out of a store. And I am just sitting here going, that's not how we can live.
Nope.
Period. End of story. No matter about anything else, that needs to change.
Yes, it does. And it's all choices. Mm-hmm. And it's all policy choices.
And it's all election day choices.
Yes, it is, which is coming up in this year. All right. We're coming down on the I'm waiting for the music.
There it is. Here it comes.
Okay, let's see. I need my cue. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour news. I'm on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. Well, we have been teasing this all week. There's some big doings in town tomorrow, and you're going to be there, huh?
I'm going to be there, yeah. So we are not going to be doing our normal show tomorrow. Hugh Hewitt is filling in for us so that Warren Franklin can be out at the new Consumer Cellular store. It's opening its 100th store right here in Salem at the Center Street Northeast and I-5 near Target. And they want you to come out and join in on the fun of the celebration of the weekend of giveaway, special offers, and fun. I'm going to kind of read this little press release here.
Yeah.
On June 25th, tomorrow, doors open at 8:30 a.m., and you'll want to be there early. The first 100 guests score an exclusive swag bag showing up. And don't miss exclusive grand opening deals you won't want to pass up. There'll be refreshments, live ribbon cutting, games, prizes. And that's just the beginning. They want a shot at winning a free phone. Come down and enter to win this weekend only.
Okay.
The fun will run from 8:30 to 12:30 tomorrow with live radio broadcasting from the parking lot. Like I said, 11:30 to 1:30, Warren and I will be there. And the celebration and fantastic deals continue all weekend long. So it is at 3832 Center Street Northeast in Salem. Consumer Cellular, real people, real savings right here in your community.
All right. So what's going to happen is the shows are going to be on. And typically what Warren does on his remotes, he'll come in place of advertising. You'll hear Warren. You'll hear you. You'll hear folks that are there. I'm sure if you're there and you really want to be on the radio, there might be an opportunity.
Yeah. Come over and talk, especially might find that, first Consumer Cellular purchaser and, you know, have them come and give us a quick rundown of their experience. It's going to be a ton of fun. We'll probably be out there a little before because we're actually going to have our canopy up, our table up, chairs, and doing the live broadcast there. We'll be out there a little earlier to shake some hand, kiss some babies kind of mentality. I'm not running for office. Okay. But yeah, so we'll be out there at least till 1:30 when we wrap up that live broadcast. So tune in. It'll be a fun time out there. Come on by and say hello, meet Warren and myself. And it's just going to be a fun Thursday for us.
Yeah, I think so. And it's cool to get new businesses coming in. That's always exciting. So mm-hmm. We love to hear that.
Yeah, we love these grand openings. And of course, programming note, during the Mariner game on Friday night, Warren will be out at Discount Fireworks Superstore from about 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, broadcasting from there. And then, of course, they do their fireworks show at 9, and then he will be out at another Discount Fireworks Superstore from 10 to noon on Saturday.
Okay. And again, if you missed any of that, check our, I am making a promise, a solemn promise right now, that it'll be out on our events calendar at kykn.com, and it'll be on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. No. Yes. Our yep. Facebook page and show notes as well. Show
there you
notes.
Go. See, on any major streaming platform.
Any major streaming platform, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, whatever, YouTube. Are we on YouTube? I don't know. Yeah, wherever, if not, we should be.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast from. Well, we're not really the YouTube audience because we don't do much video.
We don't. We do a little bit when we have Jeff Reynolds from Restoration-News.com on. But of course, we haven't been doing Thursdays for a little bit. And so I think we'll have him on next week as well. So we do a little video for then. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for a little bit of filters.
Just a
Thank
little
you so
bit.
Much.
Yeah, make sure
just
we have
a little bit. Just a little bit. Smooth out the rough edges.
And make sure we have the right branding behind us.
The right branding. I have a great screen behind me. So that's awesome when we're on those streams. The technology is pretty great. We get him from Florida. So that's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time.
All right. Well, speaking of that, and speaking of kind of what we've been talking about as far as these are all choices, and we've got, you know, obviously a new cellular company coming in, just talking about selling fireworks and doing great things. Of course, that goes to great causes as well. I started a conversation on my Facebook page about capitalism versus socialism. And one of the caveats I want to put in here, because Jeff did comment, he said the word capitalism was made up by socialists who wanted to reduce it simply to the profit motive, because that sounds greedy. He says, I prefer free markets, which more properly convey the concept of individual liberty. I'm going to read the post that I wrote and put out there because it's been getting a little bit of traction and some conversation. The battle between capitalism and socialism, I'm using the word because that's what I wrote, is one of the most important issues facing our nation today. Those who value free markets, personal responsibility, and individual freedom know that socialism stands in direct opposition to the principles that made America prosperous and exceptional. If you continue voting for Democrat candidates, you are supporting a political movement that is pushing the country further down a socialist path. This is not an issue to dismiss or take lightly. The future direction of our country depends on citizens being informed, engaged, and willing to think critically about the policies being advanced and their long-term consequences. Americans must look beyond slogans and headlines and examine the facts for themselves and understand what is truly at stake. The decisions we make today will shape the kind of nation we leave for future generations. And of course, that was spurred by seeing three Marxists being elected in New York. If it can happen there, it can happen here. We talk about, what is it, the Peacock Squad up in Portland, which are democratic socialists. They're Marxists. They're mm-hmm. progressives. It's all the same thing.
Well, it's funny because when we were talking before Mamdani's election, even the JFK Democrats, let's put it that way, got nervous about him being a potential mayor of New York because, is America ready for socialism? Is no. kind of the mentality. And it's like, no, it's not. But then you see him win this election. Now we're doubling down on it with, what, three city council members joining him in New York.
Yeah.
And you sit here and go, you know, are we that far off in Portland? Are we that far off here in Salem? Yeah. You know, it is a scenario where at what point, I wonder about this with certain family members who keep voting the same way and ignore every warning sign they possibly can.
Right.
And I'm sitting here going, and it takes those little things, the boat, you know, fees, the, you know, Ben taking away, you know, taxing you for putting in natural gas in your home.
Yeah.
Those yeah. things. I sit there and which one of these becomes a tipping point for people to realize that, you know, caring about people and doing all these things and voting with your feelings mm-hmm. is damaging you in every level.
And not realizing that whatever it is, whatever the shiny thing they put in front of you and they get so emotional and upset about it, that's not the issue. The issue is always about power and control. Always.
Mm-hmm.
So well, people get snowed. Well, who would be against like the IP28? Well, I don't want to be mean to animals, or I have concerns with illegal immigration. Well, I don't want to be called a racist. So everybody's cowed to not speak up because of name calling and framing that is just ridiculous. Reject it.
Well, I just sit here and go, you know, you brought up IP28. I'm sitting there going, they got enough signatures to be potentially be on the ballot simply by saying, don't you care about animals?
Yeah.
But yet we couldn't get enough, you know, during the winter when people aren't going out to lakes to sign and sit here and say, I don't want to be taxed to put my inner tube in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tells you where the priorities lie. And I sit here and go, and that becomes the challenge because that chases out the people that would speak out, the people that are affected and sit here and go, ultimately, I love Oregon, but my pocketbook can't stand it any longer.
Right. And, you know, you have that. At what point do I want to stop funding this machine that hates me and hates my values and hates my country mm-hmm. and go to some place where maybe they don't hate me and maybe there's a chance to do some pushback? Because I got to tell you, you're in a red state. They're after you, too. They're coming. Mm-hmm. And they are relentless. They do not stop. They don't win an election and go, OK, I'm going to go have a beer and mm-hmm. relax on the beach. It's this machine is constantly going. There's another post on my thread here. Listeners, you may remember the name John Kuzminich. He's another Florida man. he said, in fact, you could probably say that this battle divide issue is and has been the fundamental issue underlying almost, if not all, geopolitical, socioeconomic and political events and issues in our lifetime. Individual freedom, liberty and capitalism versus communism, Marxism, socialism, authoritarianism and the tyranny of the state. He has a long laundry list. Pick an issue. World War II, Obama, Obamacare, the Tea Party reaction to socialism, COVID, lockdowns, the 2020 election, First Amendment rights, illegal immigration, 2024 Trump, energy, oil, Europe, Venezuela, et cetera, et cetera. He says the list goes on. And underlying all of it can be found this battle between individual freedom, liberty and capitalism versus communism, Marxism, socialism, authoritarianism, and the tyranny of the state. And that's what it's not red versus blue anymore. I don't think it's even Republican versus Democrat anymore. Mm-hmm. I think it's this.
Yeah. Well, I fully agree. And I sit here and I go, you know, take it one step further, going back to the red states. And you know, I sit here and I go, the problem is, yeah, they're trying to infiltrate the red states, but they're doing it slowly, incrementally. It's one little thing. It's, well, we can't kick people out of our neighborhoods just because they're homeless. You know, they're struggling. We need to prop them up and support them and take care of them. It's those little issues incrementally. We're seeing it, you know, in a massive, fast way in New York. We're seeing it quickly in California. We're seeing it quickly in Oregon and Washington. Now that they've established... But guess what? It all started the same way that they try and get in. They get in at the school boards, they get in at the local governments, and they slowly build strength until they can literally take the training wheels off and rip you apart. And now you have 40 years of authoritarianism in Oregon.
Amen. And then you see a lot of people losing their minds over what's happening at the federal level whenever your rights and everything and your quality of life is being eroded right in your own backyard. That's why I get so frustrated with people that will go from 0 to 60. I'm going to run for governor. I've not done anything. Run for school board, mm-hmm. run for a water board, run for a board or a commission to get your feet wet so you start understanding how it all works. I'm so tired of the people, I'm going to run for Senate and I'm going to do it 5 times. Every time I'm going to lose, but I'm going to do it again. Stop it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry, I'm ranting today. Well, I'm just really frustrated today.
We just really need, we need strong people to build the resume and work your way up and understand it. It was, you know. Danielle Bethel is such a great example.
Yeah.
You know, school board, county commissioner, ran for governor. And I'm sitting here and watching her in these forums. I'm sitting there going, she is heads and tails ahead of everyone else. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. it became a money and, you know, visibility issue at the end of the day. Congratulations to Christine Drazen for winning that primary. That's why we have the primary.
Right.
But
right.
I'm sitting here going, building it, building your resume, building your understanding and know how you can go about things is so important and it builds so much strength. Unfortunately, we just lose a lot of people that might fit into that because of policies that we keep voting for in this state.
Exactly. And, you know, like that, the two older people at the DC fountain who should really know better, who can't get past whatever. And I'll just, it's tedious, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of anything other. You can't think past that, even if it's not in your own best interest to vote differently. Mm-hmm. It's mind boggling.
Well, I'm just sitting here going, I mean, we've been talking, it's been kind of a theme over the last week or so, you know, identity politics is just become so personal that admitting that your identity politics are failing or admitting that you've been misled with them or admitting anything else, so many people, I think it's going to break them down to nothingness and they're going to lose their self-identity by admitting that they might be wrong.
And that's true. And again, and I hate to do this, bothisms, but it happens on the right as well. Mm-hmm. And it happens in red states, and it happens in red state politics as well. And so we have to be careful to be aware of that. Me, I'm really, it's hard to, it's vote on principles, man. Principles and values. Don't tie yourself to a person. They'll always fail you. Mm-hmm. So that's my one little, there's my helpful tip for today.
That's right.
None of this idolatry stuff. A person is a person. There's only, yeah. Anyway, okay. Let's take a break because I need to take a drink of water and take a breath. All right, you're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Cozy's New York Deli.
That's what I need. Maybe a beer and a gabagool. And then I'm like, okay, relax.
Well, we need the capitalism in order to go out to a nice restaurant and eat.
Right.
Let's think about that one.
Funny how that works. Okay. One of a good site to bookmark too is Twitchy. Of course, these guys go out and aggregate. They're out on X and they're looking for all kind of the crazy stuff. There's another good thread out there. And Wokeness is a really good one to follow. We'll talk about that in a second. Kind of compiling. Yeah. Good times. Remember COVID? Remember all the crap we had to live through? Let's relive it and post receipts. And there are a lot of them. And it was all, when you look back on it now, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that was the thing to me. I'm just sitting here going, we have generations worth of evidence and logic, and everything about that went against it. And I sit here and go, I was not able to go much through those images because it didn't take long till I'm just going, okay, now I'm ticked off again.
Did you feel like your blood pressure was going up in real time? And it's like,
I got too much to do to be angry. Come on.
I know, too much. This is another one too. This cracked me up. I'm sorry. The headline on this at Twitchy is Portland. Of course, this is Portland, Maine. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it could be Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Portland psycho mom skips child's graduation to LARP as a parking lot ice vigilante. Of course, LARPing is live action role play, playing pretend. This liberal woman in Portland, Maine claims she couldn't enjoy her child's graduation because, wait for it, she had to go outside to patrol the parking lot for ice vehicles that might be there to detain illegals. And this is like, these people are broken. She's so earnestly in the right in her own mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just sitting here going, you know, the best thing the reporter could have done in talking to her about this would have been to ask a simple question. Is ice in the room with you right now?
Yes.
Is there an ice vehicle right here, now?
Is it here? Can you point it out? Can you identify it? I just, and somebody wrote, I think the hair dyes are affecting these morons' brains. Can you imagine waking up every morning and being this woman? Mm. What a miserable way to go through life.
Okay. Her kid's graduating from high school. Can you imagine being this woman's child?
There's an
even scarier thought. I mean, if someone's got this level of mental derangement to be their child, I'm like, how did you make it to graduation?
Right. And these are the same people that are, you know, encouraging algae. You go, algae. You go. Grow in there. Come on. We hate Trump. So grow, algae.
Join our LGBTQ community.
Yes, we love you. Heart. I love this one. Quote, I couldn't attend my daughter's graduation because I had to stare at federal officers. Wow.
But it doesn't even say there were federal officers there. It says there might have been.
Well, she was on patrol, man. She's on guard. Did she have like a cape or special glasses or a badge? I don't see anything.
I would want to see a picture of her at the top of a building, kind of like in a Daredevil or Spider-Man pose, watching over the city.
Honestly, I think a lot of these individuals, it's this, what is it, first person syndrome, or, you know, like lead character mm-hmm. syndrome, where the whole world is, literally the world is a stage and they are the central character on it and everybody must, it's like the people who go to the gym mm-hmm. and take videos and like dare men to look at your body that you have been making that you want men to look at it, but then when they do, you lose your mind.
Well, unfortunately, all this first person syndrome then becomes LARPing.
Yes.
So you get the full on opposite effect. You are just a role player.
It's crazy. And again, I think, I don't know whether that a lot of these individuals, and they're all on the left. I don't see much crazy coming from the right. Do you? I don't know.
I
see some, but not like this.
Well, here's where my challenge goes is, you know, the mainstream media was happy to point out anything from the right for four years, and they're still happy to do it now. But now some of the information that's coming out, whether it was the Gretchen Whitmore assassination attempt or J6 or anything else, there seems to be outside players influencing how these things go. That's where I kind of come around and go, yes, they're there, but were they really there?
Right. And what's the real truth here? And that you're just bringing up J6. This is, you're going to put this on your must watch list for 2027. Sean Penn, the beloved Spicoli, is directing a January 6th drama starring Bradley Cooper as a Capitol cop. Now, I think it's not 100%. It might be sort of the tangential story in the background. It's sort of the background for whatever, but is that on your list of must see?
Oh my goodness. I can't wait. That's the way they're promoting this. They're promoting this as this is going to be a family drama about a Capitol police officer and his family and and J6 is a part of this story. And and they're claiming it's not going to be based on any actual kind of police officer. But I have a couple in mind who I think that they are going to literally follow their stories. And it might be the story of J6 at the time, or it might be the story of J6 they said to Congress. One of those two.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see which narrative gets picked up by Spicoli. So who is actually, he's a good actor and a good director, but you think this is going to be political? You think there's going to be agenda to this movie?
I think it is going to be nothing but agenda.
Which is going to make it almost impossible to watch. Just speaking of Hollywood, I know we got only a couple minutes left. This whole thing with the Supergirl movie. Mm-hmm. And again, we're getting a Rachel Zegler thing being pulled. These people need to just be quiet. Promote your movie. Don't you want people to see it? But the message.
I am so over the idea of the message. And I just sit here. Toy Story 5, I think, just got released.
Which we didn't need.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting here going, but that's Hollywood. It's either now a rebrand of a previous idea, a remake of a previous idea, or a message that you just must see. And I'm just going, there's got to be better things out there.
Well, there are, and we've talked about them in the past. Mm-hmm. A lot of indie stuff is coming up, and that's really, really great to see. But yeah, you know, the whole girl boss trope. You've got 105-pound girl kicking butt. No, sorry, don't believe it. But also, you know, number one, don't go trash your own movie and then wonder why nobody goes to see it and it loses money and you lose your career.
Well, it's the challenge I have with the Supergirl complex. She's part of comic book lore. She's been there for generations, with Superman. But it's been a role player. It's not the focal point. And this desire to focus on getting Supergirl on par with Superman. It will never happen in audience. It's almost like the girl sports versus boy sports conversation. You're trying to create an audience where there isn't. Women overall are not big superhero fans. So they're not going to come out in droves to watch this movie. So you need the men to, but you've created such a element where you're literally putting down the male characters in order to elevate. And if she's so wonderful, why do you need to put down the male versions?
Yeah, and that's what they do. And it's like you've basically taken Superman out of his own movie. So, okay. Which I haven't seen a superhero movie since I think the last one. I think Guardians of the Galaxy is the only one that I actually really like. And only because Chris Pratt is in it and it's funny.
It's very, very entertaining. And of course,
the music's great.
And of course, they've got, you know, Spider-Man and a new Avengers coming out this year.
Don't care.
How that all turns out. You know, they're hoping for big blockbusters, but you never know at this point. What kind of message are they really going to send?
Yeah, raw message. All right, that's it for us, everybody. Go out and visit with Anu Warren tomorrow at Cellular. We'll see ya.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.